your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Okay, Driven Woman, welcome back, and I've got plenty of juicy goodness in store for you in this value-packed solo episode. Now, I was planning on calling this one something about using authenticity as your unfair advantage, but I gotta be honest with you, I am so sick of the term authenticity in the coaching world. There are so many teachers, trainers, coaching programs that promise to teach you how to be more authentic and that tell you being authentic is what it takes to get clients and raving fans. But I think if you are teaching people how to be authentic, they will be anything but authentic, and you probably are anything but authentic as well. Now, that may be controversial, but I'm absolutely going to break down what I mean by this. Because your true authenticity, and not what some coach or trainer or certification is teaching you, but your genuine authenticity is actually your unfair advantage. Now, lots of us have a whole lot more in that goodie bag. For example, some of my fellow business coaches, business strategists have an MBA. How's that for an unfair advantage? I was a psychotherapist in a previous life. And in my experience, lots and lots and lots of female solopreneurs, creatives, and independent professionals know what to do. Many of them have been paying many thousands of dollars to other coaches and consultants to teach them what to do, but they're not doing it. Or they're doing it and they're hating it. And that's where mindset comes in. But your education may be in a totally different area, and you might think it has nothing to do with what you're doing now. But I promise you, it all has value, and it probably contributes to your unfair advantage as well as your authenticity. Now, for some of us, it's not a ton of formal education, but we've had a fuck ton of training or a bucket full of certifications. There are plenty of people who have invested hundreds, if not thousands of hours learning their craft, even if there's no college or university that will award them a degree in it. For many others, their life experience, their personal experience, the exposure they've had through all kinds of things that you wouldn't think would matter, but they do. They matter because they inform your thinking. They matter because they inform your perspective. They change the way you explain things to people, and they help to call out to your just right audience members. You may have expertise that is never going to be found in a book and will never result in a diploma or certification that you can frame and hang on your wall, but that may be your unfair advantage. And can we just talk about the fact that every one of us as humans comes into this world with a grab bag of gifts, talents, natural abilities, as well as limitations, shortcomings, and struggles. And believe it or not, it is the unique combination of the things you are ridiculously good at and the things that no amount of money and even a gun pointed at your head cannot change. You just can't change who you are. And that's the beautiful thing, because all of these coaching programs that are basically just trying to churn you out as a carbon copy of the creator is never going to be as successful. You are never going to be as satisfied as when you go all in on who you already are. Now, that probably sounds, oh, that's nice. But what if I don't have any natural talents? What if I don't have either education or experience? What if I'm as plain Jane Vanilla boring as they come and nobody would ever choose me? I promise you, there are other plain Jane boring vanilla people out there for whom you will be the absolute no-brainer choice. Now, of course, I'm speaking a little bit tongue-in-cheek here, but I honestly believe, and it took me many, many years to reach this point, but I honestly believe that what makes you different makes you special. You know, it's almost impossible in the crowded, noisy, wild, wild west of the internet and online business. It's almost impossible to be better at what you do than everyone else. I mean, you're going to be better than somebody, and you're going to be worse than somebody else. And no matter how long you're doing it, no matter how much you work on your craft, no matter how many additional certifications or trainings, no matter how many coaches and consultants and gurus and experts you follow and pay to have just a little bit of their magic rub off on you, you will never be any more special than you already are right now. But you know what's going to change? What's going to change, and I hope it doesn't take you as long as it took me and so many others I've met. I hope that it doesn't take for you to spend years paying other people to tell you how to be them or some version of them. I hope it's not going to take you years of hanging out in free and paid Facebook groups and masterminds and online communities and memberships where you are literally following the herd, following the leader, and trying to swallow, digest, and shit out some version of what they are teaching you before you understand that your magic is what will sell. Your unfair advantage, your unique attributes are going to be what will attract your people. Now, if you listened to last week's guest interview with Helen Polisi, the TikTok teacher, then you will know that the advice she gave me is beyond simple, but I had to be ready to hear it. I probably heard this advice 2 years ago. I probably heard it 5 years ago. But it wasn't until I had played a very lengthy and very expensive game of follow the leader and end up going in circles and feeling like absolute ass before I was able to hear Helen tell me, all you have to do is imagine that you're speaking to a friend, just one friend, the one that actually likes you and loves you, thinks the best of you, is always eager to hear from you, tells you the truth, and is wildly enthusiastic about your great ideas and will give you a hard pass on the not so great ones. Hopefully you have a friend like that. A friend like that is a true gift. And if that friend happens to be another female solopreneur, you are a very lucky woman. Because when we are creating content, like a podcast episode like this one, or recording TikToks, which I did this week for the first time, yee! Whether you're writing a blog, recording YouTube videos, recording Instagram reels, whatever it is that you're doing, or you're taking pictures of your art and you're sharing them with other people saying, I made this. What do you think? You ultimately should be thinking that you are talking to or sharing with one friend, that friend, the one who really knows you, who really gets you, and who loves you just as you are. If you can sort of channel that friend in your mind as you're creating content, you will naturally attract friends on the internet. Now, those relationships may never go beyond the friend or follower stage on social media, or they may eventually become a client and even a brand ambassador. But you don't need to be anyone other than who you already are to attract an audience, a following, and eventually loyal customers or clients. You see, your unique perspective the experiences you've had that you've gone through in life, the lessons, both joyful and painful, that your life has taught you, and the personal growth that you have experienced as a result, even if you weren't looking for it. All of that goes into your very special and totally unique blend of magic. Even what I have referred to in other podcast episodes as post-traumatic growth, which I have experienced quite a lot of, I can honestly say now, all of those things, every one of them, have contributed to who I am. You know, a lot of people have said to me, oh, you're such a badass. I admire you so much. You're so confident. You're so brave. You could face anything. Well, first of all, thank you if you've been thinking that. Thank you a lot. It's not entirely true. I still get scared all the time. But I honestly believe that it is a combination of my inborn abilities and resiliency and the fact that I went through absolute hell in my childhood and survived it that have helped to make me the badass that you are listening to today. You know, I think a lot of us want to be confident. A lot of us want to be fearless. A lot of us want to be baddies, but we don't want to go through the life-changing experiences that cause those traits to evolve in the first place. And we don't have to be ashamed of those things. Now, you don't have to go into gory detail either, unless that's part of your personal brand. As for me, I refer to those things. But I don't share excruciating detail because I don't want to have to put a trigger warning in every one of my show notes. I don't know who's going to be triggered by things I might say, and I don't really want to worry about that at this point in my life. Part of your unfair advantage that you can also be very authentic about are the things that other people may see when they see you or hear you, but may not immediately come to mind when you think of yourself. Things like your privilege. Like, I learned that it was okay for me to acknowledge my privilege. You know, growing up middle class, being white in this country, being relatively intelligent and attractive, being well-spoken, all of those things I didn't earn. I think of them as gifts with purchase. You know, they came with the package. But they absolutely are advantages. You might even say unfair advantages. If you haven't heard of the pretty privilege, it's a real thing. If the average person finds you attractive, you have an unfair advantage. If you happen to be intelligent and articulate, something that maybe you've developed, but let's face it, you had it at birth and maybe you improved it over time. The psychological literature says that people who are thought to be more intelligent have an unfair advantage because other people think they're smarter and more successful than they may actually be. Those things are unfair advantages. Now, you can downplay them. You can ignore them. You can pretend they're not so. You can be apologetic about them, or you could be matter of fact about them. But they are part of your unique makeup. In reality, you are not like any other human being, including your own siblings, even if they happen to be identical twins. That's the thing that is so absolutely phenomenal about human beings, is how we can have the same experiences and even start with almost identical genetics and end up being very different people. Hey, it's Diane with a quick interruption to the episode because I've got a couple questions I just need to ask you. One, are you where you want to be in your business? Are you making the money you want to make, working the hours you want to work, seeing the clients that you want to see, and getting the income and impact that you went into business to get? And if the answer is no, what's holding you back? Why is there a gap between where you are and where you want to be? Do you know the answer? In my experience working with female solopreneurs, so many of them don't even really know what's standing in their way, and that is so frustrating. So I created a little quiz called What's Holding You Back? There's a link to it in the show notes. If this is you, please take the quiz. And if you do, DM me on Instagram at Coach Diane Wingert and let me know your results. Now, on the other hand, if you already know what's holding you back, if you already know what the obstacles are that are getting in your way from achieving the income and impact that you deserve and desire, then I don't want you to take the quiz. Forget about the quiz. Go directly to the other link in the show notes and book a consult with me. I may be the very coach, and this may be the year that you put all of that behind you and really have the business that you went into business to have. For everybody else, keep on listening. And if you find value in what you hear, don't forget to leave me a rating and review on Apple or wherever you're listening. Here we go. Back to the show.
So I remember when we talked about what you introduced as habit stacking, so pairing your habits. And when you did initially bring that up, my initial reaction was like, ugh, like that sounds awful. Like, I don't want to do that. But that was like one of the first shifts that our work together had changed. And that is something that I'm grateful for every day. So the first thing I do in the morning is I go pee. And so what your advice was, take your medication, you know, right after, have your glass of water there in the bathroom. And so that's sort of my daily routine is going to the bathroom, taking my medication, contacts, coffee. Yeah. And it's great because it just cuts out any chance of forgetting, which then would lead to kind of lollygagging around. And then like, oh, wait, have I taken it? I should take it. Wait, but this one other thing. And so that really starts off the day so consistently and well. So that is the first thing. And then with regard to the rest of my morning routine, my best friend and I, we live together and we exercise in the morning now. So we've been doing that for the past 4 months, like at least 4 days a week. And so we do Beachbody and it's just really fun because we do have the accountability of there's going to be someone waiting for you. So your butt better be up.
You know, I grew up adopted, and if you've listened to many of my previous podcasts, I refer to this every now and then, but I was adopted into a very abusive, chaotic, really quite dysfunctional and unhealthy family. But I realized growing up adopted, I never expected my kids to look like me because I didn't have that experience growing up. None of us looked like each other for obvious reasons. But once I had my own kids, I was totally fascinated by the fact that I could see my own features in each of my kids, even though none of them is a spitting image. Each of them looks like a blend between myself and their other parent, but it still fascinates me. And the fact that I'm fascinated by the resemblance I have with my kids, that's part of my unique perspective. Most people aren't adopted, so of course they expect their kids will look like them. But to me, it's a big deal. I don't think I'm like other therapists because I gave a lot more feedback and a lot more directives, a lot less nodding and hand-wringing and asking how that made them feel. But I'm also not a whole lot like other coaches because of the background that I had before coming to coaching. I understand I'm probably not like many other podcasters either. Because a lot of the podcast coaching that goes on out there tells you to pick and stick. Pick a certain type of episode and that's what you're going to have, or pick a certain length or, you know, and I shake it up. I do something different all the time because I feel like it. So that's part of my unfair advantage. And honestly, all of this goes into what I consider authenticity. Now, what I think is being taught by a lot of other coaches and marketing gurus is what I consider manipulation, to be quite honest, because when you are manufacturing a story about yourself because you expect it to be appealing to people, If you tell a certain amount of information about your childhood, about your personal preferences, about your marriage, about your children, about your lifestyle, what you drive, what you eat, what you wear, and that's considered authentic, I don't think so. Because that kind of so-called authenticity is manufactured for a very specific reason, so that people who come across your content will feel like they know you, will like you, will trust you, and may one day buy from you. And I don't think that's any less manipulative than any of the other sales tactics that have been used for decades. It's just that this one is being referred to as authenticity. And I call bullshit on that. I mean, true authenticity, in my not so humble opinion, means being vulnerable, taking risks. Yes, letting people know things about you that maybe not everybody knows, but I think you can be strategic without being manipulative. For example, I will refer in my content to the fact that I was adopted, that I grew up in an abusive family, that there is mental illness in my family. I will acknowledge that I have ADHD, which, at least on paper, is a mental disorder. Now, I don't call out other members of my family. I don't mention other members of my family by name. I didn't even take my husband's last name because he is a very private person. And my authenticity does not extend to sharing information that he would not want me to share. So is that strategic? Yes. Is it manipulative? I don't think so. I will tell you anything you want to know about me, but when it comes to him or my kids, that's up to them, and they have not given me that consent. I also think that authenticity has different levels or different layers. So for example, what I share with the public is what I wouldn't mind a total stranger knowing about me. And even though my husband, being a private person, finds it absolutely cringeworthy, the things that I'll say to someone I just met or a total stranger on the street that he would never dream of saying, it's a different level of disclosure than what I would share in my content, which is a lot fewer people than the whole wide world. And they're at a different level in their relationship with me, a more vulnerable level, a more intimate level, a level that I think is appropriate to a greater level of disclosure, vulnerability, intimacy, and yes, there's that word again, authenticity. And then when it comes to my clients, they have a higher level than that because we're actually working together. And not only do they get to know me very well, I get to know them very well. I get up all into their biz shiz. And because I work as a business coach and strategist in a very holistic way, I'm dealing with the whole person, not just their business. So I think it's appropriate that they know who they're dealing with. Now, part of what they're dealing with is the exact same stuff that I used to hide in my former career as a psychotherapist because of the way I was trained, which is the more classic psychotherapy model. There's now the postmodernist school of psychotherapy, which has a lot more disclosure on the part of the therapist. But the way I was trained was, I don't talk about my personal life, even if and when it would be helpful to my client to know that information. I don't talk about it. My ADHD, I would have never talked about that, not only in my psychotherapy career, in my medical sales career prior to that. Not appropriate. Now, it's part of my authenticity. It is actually part of my unfair advantage that I'm as open as I am. You know why? Because a lot of the women that hire me as a coach struggle in the very same areas that I have struggled with for most of my life. The big three: procrastination, perfectionism, and people-pleasing. And I would have to say just about every woman I've ever met, and many men, struggle with those as well. But being able to say, yes, I've struggled with those things for many years. This is how the struggle looked. This is how it still looks. And these are the ways that I have improved. That not only increases the know, like, and trust factor, the way marketing gurus tell you being authentic does, but I'll share anything else my clients need to know to make that relevant. It's not just a throwaway comment so that you will think you know me and give me your money. That's really manipulative. And I got to tell you, I've been on the receiving end of that more than once, where someone I have hired to help me with my business or help me personally has manipulated their authenticity so that I believed I actually knew who they were and could trust them to lead me, when in fact, that's not who they were at all. And that's the kind of authenticity that I'm calling out in this particular podcast. I also think your unfair advantage when it comes to authenticity is when you reach the level, or even though you may be afraid of criticism, you may be afraid of rejection, you might be afraid of being called out by the haters and the trolls, because the internet can be a vile, nasty, ugly place. When you reach the point where you recognize that's just part of the deal, it's part of the price of admission. I have always been a person who felt like a square peg in a round hole. I have always felt like I didn't quite fit, even if the other people who were there thought I did. I have always felt misunderstood. And the more entrepreneurs I've come to know in the last 5 to 8 years, the more I realize that's how all of us feel. You see, I don't think anybody becomes an entrepreneur, especially a solopreneur, especially someone with a micro business who is literally out there making their way in the world off their smarts, their creativity, and their effort. That is not easy. But I think every one of us who's doing it probably has this history of feeling misunderstood, being criticized, feeling like people don't really get us, masking the traits that now, when we have the courage to own up to, actually attract our perfect clients. I'm sure you've heard it before, and you're hearing it from me now. I wasn't ready to hear it in the past, but boy, I truly, truly get it. I got to tell you, and I think I've said this on the podcast before, I don't know how many people have told me that if I wasn't so opinionated, I would have a bigger audience. Okay. And if I wasn't so outspoken about things, or I wasn't so direct, that more people would find me appealing. And especially when it comes to my use of colorful language, many people have told me, you know, I'd really like to recommend you to be on more podcasts, but you know, you swear a lot and they don't have an explicit rating. Well, first of all, I'm a grown-ass woman. Oops, I just said a colorful word. Well, anyway, I'm a grown-ass woman. If you want me as a guest on your podcast and you don't have an explicit rating, trust me, I can inhibit myself. I can curb my enthusiasm and leave out all the naughty words. But this is my podcast, so I can do what I want. Here's the bottom line. Your unfair advantage is you, who you actually are. All of it, not just the glossy, sparkly, pretty pieces. All of it. You have no idea who you can reach by being all of who you are, your actual authentic self. It has been the most fascinating part of my journey from therapist to coach, from a brick and mortar referral-based business to this wacky world of online marketing and the internet, is the more you are you, all of it, the more your just right people will find you, love you, follow you, buy from you, and won't settle for anyone but you. So please do yourself a great big favor and find the guts to experiment on even a tiny little way, putting more of you into whatever you do. If you are like my friend Heather Zeitzwolf, she is a CPA who has some very interesting hobbies and dyes her hair every color of the rainbow. Now, how many CPAs do you know that dye their hair rainbow colors? Not too many. Or my client, Pam Peterson, who is an expert in dealing with women with chronic pain, and she has rainbow hair. So you don't have to dye your hair. That's not even the point. But if people don't necessarily want a therapist, but they don't necessarily want a coach, they want a therapist who's now a coach, who likes to swear, who's been married 3 times, who likes chihuahuas, rides a Peloton, you get the point, right? You don't have to bear all, and you certainly don't have to say anything that isn't true, and you most definitely do not want to manufacture your authenticity. Your actual unfair advantage is the unique, special, totally you brew of everything you've ever learned, every place you've ever been, everything you've experienced, and how it has helped shape you into the person you are now. So don't forget to share. And if this resonates with you in any way, I would so love it if you would either rate and review this episode of the show or the show in general, or send me a DM on Instagram, LinkedIn, or you can now find me on TikTok. I can't believe I'm on TikTok. I literally just posted my first 5 really short little videos, so you can find me there as well. That's all for now, and I will see you again next week when we come back with yet another amazing guest interview. That's all, Driven Women.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.